This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today we're joined by Bloomberg's Thomas Buckley. Movie ticket sales in the U.S. are down 11% this year, and that has theater owners asking studios to keep their films on the screens longer. Thomas, what is it that they're saying?
That's absolutely right. So I'm just back from the annual industry conference known as CinemaCon, which pits the movie executives in front of theater owners and operators to communicate their slate of upcoming films. And on the panels and in private conversations, no theme dominated the week more than so-called windows. And that's the length of time that a film plays in cinemas before it goes to online consumption, either through streaming or premium video on demand. And it used to be the case that films would appear in cinemas and be screened for about 3 months, and that's now shrunk all the way down to 17 days, which really, theater operators would argue, leaves money on the table for studios and cinemas.
Yeah, 17 days isn't a lot. Recently, my sister and her boyfriend were going to go to the movies and see the latest Marvel film, and then she realized when they got there, it wasn't showing there anymore.
Well, what's interesting about that is that a number of theater operators and owners who I spoke to really would argue that this is doing harm to their industry, because many people, I think, get quite hyped up, you know, thinking about the opportunity to go see a film on the big screen, but then receive an alert either, you know, by text or by email or a push notification from their streaming provider saying you can now watch this at home or it'll be in your home within the next week. And that's dissuading a lot of consumers, the theater operators would argue, from venturing out to cinemas to catch film there.
But some of those first-run movies, you also either have to rent or buy them.
That's correct. And I think what's interesting is really the diverging strategies of the studios. You have studios like Universal, for example, that I think prides itself on its transactional strategy. It would say, I think that by bringing films off the big screen earlier than other studios might and putting it through the transactional window, they're able to generate as much as $1.5 billion in sales since 2020 and reinvest some of those proceeds into more production. Whereas studios like Disney keep their films on the big screen for materially longer than that.
What about independent movies or independent theaters?
It's interesting. We heard from a number of independent studios at CinemaCon this week, and one of them, if I take the example of Neon, who had the Academy Award-winning Anora this year in theaters. So they actually had the film Anora in theaters for about 70 days, and they would argue that box office momentum really built up towards its Oscars campaign and eventual win. But what's interesting about that film, you know, cost maybe $6 million to produce. It earned about $20 million at the domestic box office, and that's nowhere near the amounts that's generated by the likes of Universal's blockbusters such as Wicked, which has generated more than $400 million at the domestic box office.
I used to remember that around award season, maybe some movies that I hadn't heard of, if they were starting to win awards, I'd be like, oh, let's go and see if we can find that. And then if you won the big Oscars, you could still see those movies in the theaters. You wouldn't just go look for them. And now it seems like they're already streaming before the awards are even handed out.
That's correct. And I think it's part of a very deliberate and integral strategy from the studios. I think that by the time they feel they've maximized the amount of box office that they can generate from a film pre-Oscars campaign, then it becomes pretty much a PVOD race. So PVOD for premium video on demand, wherein all of these films are competing with one another at home, where consumers can see them in advance of the awards ceremony. And then, depending on who wins the title, those films can be re-released in cinemas to generate even more box office than they previously had.
How often are they re-released?
You know, in the case of Anora, for example, that was re-released after its Best Picture win and it generated a significant amount of box office after the ceremony. So that's an example of a strategy that can work for some. Speaking of Universal, they did the exact same thing with Oppenheimer that came back into cinemas after its own Best Picture win and generated a significant amount of ticket sales.
Thomas, thanks so much. That is Bloomberg's Thomas Buckley. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 right here on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.